Tonight's final Monday night Big Brother Canada recap of the season is sponsored by our friends over at BetterHelp Online Counseling. If you're having trouble meeting your goals or difficulty with relationships or trouble sleeping, if you're feeling stressed or depressed, BetterHelp is available. BetterHelp offers online professional counselors who can listen and help. Simply fill out a questionnaire to assess your needs, and BetterHelp will match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help. It is secure online professional counseling. BetterHelp counselors have a broad range of expertise, which may not be available in your area. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send unlimited messages to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, and everything you share is confidential. You won't ever have to sit in an awkward waiting room again. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so it's easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional online counseling, and financial aid is available. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional counselors in all 50 states. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Rob's podcast listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/RJP. Visit betterhelp.com/RJP and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp professional. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back here with your official BB Canada post-award show coverage here tonight. Final Monday night of the Big Brother season. I guess it's also the end of award season, as the Big Brother Canada Awards has come and gone. We will recap it all with our amazing panel here tonight. Our final four here on Big Brother Canada Monday night. Of course, very excited to have, I think for the first time here with us on a Monday, Maggie Morgan. Maggie, how are you?
Hey, Rob. I'm so excited to be here, you know, recapping the most prestigious award show of the season.
Yes.
I can't believe I booked the spot. I am really excited to
sort
of talk about the fashion, the choices, the winners,
the pageantry,
you know, the clips that we were watched like 12 minutes of, you know, is just a lot.
a lot
that we're going to get into tonight, I think.
So much to break down. Good to have you here, Maggie.
Too much, maybe.
Yeah, speaking of too much, a woman who you can find on Twitter, she's Mari Talks Too Much. Mari Forth, Mari, how are you?
Hey, Rob, I'm here. We're going to talk big winners, big losers, and the stuff they didn't show. Stay tuned.
Mm-hmm. There's stuff they didn't show? Oh, yeah, that's the live feed. Yes. So we got a lot to get into. Mari, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm so excited. Like, this will be the final time that I'm assuming, yes, that I'll be on for BB Can coverage. And this has been a great season. I've been popping on and
season.
Off. Yeah, mm-hmm. The fact that I've watched a recap episode, it should say how good the season is.
Like, yeah.
At this point, I'm normally done and okay. Waiting for the finale.
Well, Mari, good to have you here with us. And of course,
thank
the
you.
Man who sees the light at the end of the tunnel. Here is great Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I actually got two lights right in front of me.
There
I'm
are
very
four
excited,
lights.
Rob. I'm very excited. You know why? Because luckily, even though I am allergic to recap episodes, that does not mean I'm necessarily allergic to award show episodes. And so... I'm ready to go here.
You don't like the recap episodes? We've had so much fun over the years, Taryn.
Oh, I didn't say I didn't like them. I'm just, I'm allergic to cats. I have a cat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Love my cat.
I can't believe they made us watch that. I was like, is this really, this is what we're going to watch right now? This egg conversation? I was like, what? Why, of all things?
Mm-hmm.
This is the clip you choose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We had a great season.
We'll break it down.
We're trying to educate people, Maggie.
I guess so.
Are you allergic to eggs or chicken? Probably not.
No, but I'm allergic to like many things. And I was like, these are probably, I don't know.
You don't know. Exactly.
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 That's what we're here to talk about here tonight. All the big questions from BB Can Awards and everything going into the final four. And of course, we'll take your questions also here later on in this episode. So go ahead and ask away in the chat or use the hashtag RJP on Twitter. Taryn, you know, one thing I noticed, and I guess this is probably nothing new for Big Brother Canada, boy, they really are going for every single possible nickname. I think there must have been like 7 different nicknames for the house guests brought up in the previously on Big Brother.
Yeah.
Mama T went after Queen B and Bishop did Alberta Beth. It's like, how many nicknames? None of these are used by anybody.
You haven't heard them call her Mama T?
I have not heard Mama T.
Neither have
yeah,
I.
Yeah, baby.
No.
She's a mom, Rob. That's her identity. And Beth is from Alberta? Or her face is shaped like Alberta? I don't remember
her
which
face
one it was.
Is shaped like Alberta.
I think both. I think she is from Alberta. Yes, and they also said her face is shaped like it. So I think it's a 2-for-1 there.
I saw it in Tara, one of Tara's confessionals, like her little under tag thing was mom/spin instructor. I was like, what? She's a mom/spin instructor? Like, what?
She's a mom of a spin instructor.
There.
Yeah. Okay. That's your final four here. And so we opened up the episode tonight with Beth leaving at the final five, and she did throw a little bit of a monkey wrench in the plans when she ended up telling Brayden how Ty was just using him. That came up a couple times in the episode, but we saw Ty do some damage control with Brayden after that, Mari, and seemed like no big thing. Ty's got this.
Ty was like, I'm hoping there's more to this conversation. Again, we did not see this on the feeds because Canadian Skippy turned them off as soon as anything comes up between Ty and Bray. So it was like, oh, you know, about Beth, you know, what Beth said. Yeah, yeah, what Beth said. That's not true. Like, he just said, okay, we're good. It's not true. We're good. Okay, yeah. And then in the diary room cut to him, I nailed that conversation. And I was like, what? There was barely any conversation. And I was waiting for the Bray DR to follow it up, either with we're good, or I don't buy it. Like, we got more stuff throughout the episode, but that was just weird. It was just like, why would I use you? Doesn't make sense.
Okay, it doesn't make sense.
It couldn't have been more perfect because I spent the entire game recap of Ty talking about how bad he is at damage control and how basically his only form of damage control is just deny, 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 gaslight, deny. And he was like, I've got to do damage control. What are you talking about? Why would I even say those things? He did say those things. I would never say those things.
Yeah.
He was like, nailed it. Got that. Yes.
He's
got
to put Brayden on the jury. Forget go to the final two.
I mean, Rob, you may not be wrong.
Given
what we've heard from the jury.
Yeah.
Boy.
Just like to say, if any Brayshawn stands out there like me, we were fed tonight. It was so much. I loved every moment of it. So I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love them. I think that they're so fun. Like, I was saying before we started, I was really happy that I listened to Taryn's game recap of Ty, because before that I was like, Ty is the best Big Brother Canada player. Can't wait for him to win. And then I like got a hard dose of reality, like really looking back at his game, but I still love him. I'm still really rooting for him. This episode was really great. I just think it's like, him and Brayden's relationship is really fun and lovely to see something like that on TV. And it's just, I'm really into the whole storyline.
Well, exactly.
Taryn, I haven't listened to the Ty recap yet, but that recently enough, like he was in a very good position and then he is sort of just like stumbled here down the stretch. Is that fair to say?
I mean, I would say that I think most of the worst of Ty comes from the first 2/3 of the game, where he's doing a lot of things wrong. And then he starts to do things really right and things that that I think were really, really good in terms of being willing to betray his allies.
He played the chess. Remember?
Yeah.
Was that only 1 week ago? Was that 2 weeks ago?
He played chess.
It's like, Jed is the king.
It's the jury management. That seems to have faltered here. I spoke with Beth, and she is very much not pleased with how Ty treated her on the way out the door. in the house.
Yeah.
Tara, as we saw in the episode, says that if she doesn't win, she wants Brayden to win. We have no reason to believe that she's lying in that moment. If Jed is also anti-Ty, which it seems like he might be, those are three votes by themselves. Add on to that, when I spoke to Ro and Victoria way back before Brayden had done anything, they both listed Brayden above Ty in their jury rankings. And it's starting to look like Ty really should have cared about jury management when it comes to Beth, because he needs those two votes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this HOH competition, because I don't know if you were supposed to be able to play at home with this, but like I was just like very confused staring at the screen. Maggie, did you take anything away from how this HOH competition was playing out?
Yeah, I was waiting for it to be done so I could find out who won. I was like not only were they like hockey players, but then it was referencing old competitions, and then they had to say who was it was like so convoluted. And I was like, I have been following the feeds and listening every day, and I have no idea what's happening. You know, like how could a casual audience member be like, oh, I know that Ty and Jed both played in the veto competition that LaToya went home in. You know what I mean? It was just really, really convoluted, I thought.
Like maybe if they showed like a still frame of like, okay, here's the veto competition. Who went home after this veto? Maybe you could play along, but like they should like, okay, here's Jedson. All right. Well, like, and then they're buzzing in. There's no way to know. And then they showed us Taryn, like they rolled a clip of the person being evicted. That wasn't the competition.
I'm so happy that you pointed this out, because I also found it ridiculous that they would answer the question and Arissa would either say, nope, that's incorrect, or, well, let's see. Bye, guys. Mm-hmm. Okay, there we go. Like, what?
Just say yes.
It was reminding us of who was even on the season, right? Yeah. It like showed us every evicted house guest, basically. And we were like, oh, they were on the season.
Ultimately, the competition is you see one or two people who competed in the veto, and that narrows down your options to a couple of different people. You buzz in, you guess, you hope you're right. And then if you're not, then somebody else gets a better odds at guessing, and then they guess, and so they were playing along, I think, just as much as we were able to.
Yes, it did seem like a lot of guessing. This comp was like three steps, because again, not only are we being shown faces, they're being shown faces in the POV. They gotta think quick enough to think of the POV and then think who also went out that week. Like that is so many like mind steps that it is just quicker to just yell names out, especially if you know that like the HOH doesn't play that week. So whoever's up there wasn't their HOH week. The simple fact that you can narrow it down, because in that first half of the game, you only had about the same people who were HOH anyways. You know what I'm saying? Like it was crazy. It was so hard to keep track of.
Yeah.
And didn't play well for TV. And I'm just surprised it was close, I guess.
I think the way to make it better TV to prevent as much guessing is to penalize people for getting wrong answers. Uh-huh. So if they get it wrong, if you buzz in, you get it wrong, you lose a point. That would help prevent people from buzzing in so early. They get more pictures on the board and maybe a little bit more time for the audience to try to play at home. But honestly, I don't mind that it was pretty crapshooty here. I'm generally in favor of crapshoot competitions. So, you know, I feel like it played out fine in terms of outcome. It was more just it wasn't great to watch.
So, Maggie, just to go back to what you started with, of they were hockey players. Why? What was the theme of this competition?
They were showing you like cards, like baseball cards, but they were hockey cards.
And I guess like, Big Brother Canada.
Who's the hockey card, like the people on the hockey cards or the people who played in the competition. But also, Mari, like you said, it was three steps, but it was also like four steps, because then they had to rush to buzz in first.
Oh,
I
right.
felt like there was a lot of like buzzing in and then being like, you know, because everybody was just trying to buzz first as quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, it was very difficult to watch. And I really like crapshooty competitions too, Taryn. But I wish it would have been like, you know, throw a ball or like something visual rather than this.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe shoot the hockey puck into.
Sure.
Yeah. or drop it down a Plinko board. There you go. Okay.
They've done that before.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So Ty wins the final four. HOH. So congratulations to Ty. We see Tara and Kiefer talk, and we did get a lot of Kiefer monologues here tonight. He shares one with Tara about who's gonna win the veto here. Did anybody take anything away from Kiefer's talk with Tara?
I think for me, I think that it's just like a really strong representative of like Kiefer in the game, because, you know, we hear him amp himself up in moments when he is like really feeling good about his game and about his position. And I feel like he really also really talks himself down when he's feeling bad about his position. And he kept saying like, I had a bad feeling today. I have a bad feeling about tomorrow or for the veto competition. And I wanted to be like, Kiefer, let's manifest the way that you were saying you wanted to manifest. Like I'm ready to see like, you know, the grim Kiefer come out, be ready to play in this veto, like positive attitude, because I don't want him to give up. He's really like, if he can make it there, he's winning, you know? And I wish that he would have, and even Tara was like, oh, really? You have a bad feeling? Like I could tell that she was trying to be as supportive as possible to him. Yeah, but exactly. He was like, it'll be good for you. And she's washing dishes next to that big soap product placement. I did notice that. That's been sitting on that counter the whole season. Mm-hmm. That was just my thought. I feel like it really sort of encapsulates how Kiefer plays. He really plays with his heart and his mood, I think.
And I also think he was putting in work. Of course, they only show us the 2 minutes per conversation. So, you know, when Kiefer goes on, he can sometimes talk himself right back into a hole. But other than that, I love this conversation with Tara, like just trying to reinforce that, you know, if one of them wins, they're taking each other to the final two. So we got to stick together. And then talking with Ty, trying to get Ty to take him, you know, so, or think about it at least, you know. So I think Keith does a really good job of convincing people things. It's just, if he just goes a little bit too far past what he's heading, he then could undo it himself. Mm-hmm. He's so good at talking mm-hmm. people into things and then untalking people into things.
Yeah.
You know, Maggie, you mentioned the giant vat of soap in the house. It reminded me of, I think it was on Thursday night, Taryn, did they reveal to the house guests for the first time what the prizes are for the show? Yeah. Which, has that ever happened in the history of the show where people met,
I feel like it usually happens at the start of the season.
Yeah. Like, all right, now you guys have been playing for 70 days. Now let's tell you about the prizes. And why was Beth so excited?
Well, I think that she was mostly just like, I mean, Beth's default reaction is just excitement. Remember when the invisible HOH was announced? She was like, I think really, though, it was that they were just confused about how, wait, $10,000 just spent on grills and accessories?
Yeah.
How many accessories can you get?
And what is $10,000 powered by sunlight?
Just $10,000, I think.
Yeah.
From the soap company.
I've never heard of here's $10,000 is powered by, like, you know, sponsored by, I get.
Yeah.
So what you mean is $110,000.
Right? That's mm-hmm. what I was just trying to say. I was like, why did they just put it together? Mm-hmm. It doesn't flow, I guess. It's $100,000.
Yeah. Maybe they meant like $10,000 worth of like solar energy.
Okay, please not soap. Like not soap.
They make soap. They make the soap.
I don't know. That would be so much soap. Like
supply of soap. Dish soap.
I mean, not nothing.
Taryn's like, I'd accept it.
It's like $3 a bottle. I mean, that's like, a lot of soap.
Lifetimes. Lifetimes.
Just people come over your house, please take some soap.
I'm just excited about the idea of like going to the store and bringing a bottle of dish soap to the register and them being like, oh yeah, that's $3. And I'm like, Oh, no, it's not. I've got this. Thank you very much.
Oh, do you that's think, even worse.
Yeah. I feel like you think I it's coupons?
It's like, it's got to be like a card. Or like, it's got to be like, whip it out of my wallet. Like, I'm paying with a credit card. But then it's like, no, this is not a credit card, actually. This is my lifetime supply of dish soap card. It's a very exclusive membership. Like, I won it on a reality show.
$10,000 on a credit card for soap. I'm done.
I'm literally crying. That's so silly.
Yeah. All right. Ty tells Brayden he's not going to put him on the block. Wants to keep Brayden safe. So again, more good stuff for Ty and Brayden moving forward. We get to see Ty's HOH room. And he gets a letter from his friend, Abby. Dear Abby.
Yeah. She's beautiful. His
very
friend.
Pretty. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Beautiful. I was like, wow. Ty keeps stunning. Really great company. Stunning. Absolutely gorgeous. And his mom is gorgeous, too. We'll
shout out to
that,
her.
Yeah.
Shout out to his mom. So this was cute.
Mm-hmm. This is not his romantic friend outside the house, right, Taryn?
I assume it is, to be honest.
Oh.
I mean, okay. did you hear the letter?
So is that just like, no, Brayden, this is just my friend. This is just my friend, Abby.
I didn't know he had a romantic friend.
Well, he's been talking on the feeds that one of his friend, like his friend, he thinks she might be the one. And that's, I think that's what people are.
I mean, that's kind of what, that's kind of
absolutely
what,
beautiful.
The Beth Ty relationship started to drift away when he told her about his friend, Abby.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Okay.
It's all coming together.
Yeah. Okay. Kiefer and Ty are going to talk about resumes. And Kiefer is talking about how he never stops working in the Big Brother house. Mostly, right, Taryn?
Hard work.
Mm-hmm. He's a hard working guy.
Yes. It's all about hard work. The resume talk has really infected the house. It's the biggest thing that they talk about. In terms of their own win equity. And it's interesting. And I think it's definitely one of the reasons why we're seeing dynamic gameplay into the back end of this game. Because they are not relying on relationships. They are talking about resumes. And they might be wrong to. People with bigger resumes may not be the ones that get the votes. We've seen that time and time again. However, the resume talk does encourage people like Ty to make moves like the moves Ty has been making. So,
the funny thing is, technically, if you kind of go historically on BB Can, at least in my opinion, it always seems to be the resume that outshines like any emotional or bitterness. It seems to me it average. While in the U.S., it's like we had a few seasons where people were like, oh, bitter jury. Oh, they voted for the person that they, you know, they voted against the person. You know what I'm saying? So I can see why they would think that building a resume is more important. But I also think we should thank Spicy V for this, because if I remember correctly, she was the one who was like way back when talking about making big moves. And then Beth perpetuated it by talking big move, resume. Like this house, the tone that that this house was set on from the week one, week two, week three was just amazing. That's why we got so lucky between the casting and just the overall tone of trying to flip on a week one vote, talking about making big moves week three. Like we just got so blessed, which is how everything fell into line here. And it's about tone setting.
Yeah.
And Big Brothers.
Well, that's very interesting, Mark, because I feel like that, you know, over the years, a lot of people like, make fun with Survivor about how like for Survivor, it's just like, so like really just reinforce the contestants. Hey, you want to win this game? Got to make big moves. Got to make big moves. Got to make big moves. Mm-hmm. And I do feel like that, Taryn, this is very much like the big movie-est season of Big Brother.
Yeah. And I literally had a whole thing about how I would love for Big Brother to take after Survivor. I know people complain about it on Survivor. I know that it annoys people. And I know that it's annoying people right now because people say the same, oh, resume, resume, resume. And they don't like it when a move happens, especially against somebody that they like. Because of resume. But I think it's a good thing for the show because it does encourage big moves. And at the end of the day, people like big moves. People like dynamic seasons. They don't want to see a season where three friends get together, hook up, and ride to the end together, and they're skipping in happy daisies. They want to see Ty slit Jed's throat and go to the end and go, look at all the blood. And that's what they want to see, Rob.
Yeah. I mean, we just had Big Brother 22, which was like the Pagongiest Big Brother season that's ever been.
It also feels to me very unique the way that these players are just openly talking about their resumes with each other and basically like giving each other their final two speeches while they're still in the game. I'm very much like, oh, they're just talking about how, like, Ty and Kiefer are talking, and Ty's like, well, if you got to the end, you totally beat me. And like, I was like, but you haven't even played in the final three yet. He could still take you. Like, you know, I feel like they're sort of squashing the whole thing that I feel like is very prevalent in US seasons, where they're like, oh, I would just want to sit next to you. Like, I would be so happy to lose to you. Like, I don't think I could ever get any votes. And I feel like everybody is like amping themselves up, and already in the final four, even final five, they were talking like, I have the best resume out of everybody to each other. It's very surprising and unique, I feel. Yeah,
that too.
Probably.
Yeah,
We're going to go back to Ty and Brayden after Ty talks to Kiefer. What are they going to do? They seem to agree that Kiefer is loved by everybody. They wouldn't have a chance if they're up against Kiefer. Kiefer's got to go here this week on Ty's HOH. That's going to be Ty's target. Ready to talk about the Big Brother Canada Awards?
Let's do it.
Ready as I'll ever be.
Are we dressed up for it, Rob?
Okay. Let's make a meal out of the Big Brother Canada Awards. In the past, we've had, you know, Big Brother house guests, legends come back to host the Big Brother Canada Awards, and we've seen people get dressed up. I don't know. This really went off the rails this season, which between like the people in jury on Zoom, and I don't really understand the Luke that they were going for at the jury house.
Mm-hmm. It seemed to me as though it was basically a bunch of paper flowers, and then everybody had their makeup done, which I was very into everybody wearing makeup. Like, I thought that was very fun. Even like Tina got in on the action and wore a bunch of eye makeup, which I thought was very fun. Mm-hmm. But like, basically they were in like jeans and sweaters and like big paper flowers in their hair, or like pinned to their vest or in their hand even.
Yeah.
It was very, a choice, definitely.
They're like, you're in the jury. We're not bringing you special clothes like the Final Four. The Final Four gets weird special clothes. You gotta just jumble something together. And they're like, okay. Tina was like still in black, like or something. Like, it was funny. Somebody was saying that this is where they would normally bring back a player to host the awards, right? And they couldn't because of COVID, probably. So they had the jury house do it. So this was fun. I liked it, you know?
So it's cool. Normally they get dressed up like they're going to like a real awards show. Mm-hmm. This year, the costumes, just like, we weren't going to the Oscars. It seemed like that maybe we were going to like the Met Gala.
Yeah. Honestly, I appreciate what they were going for. Mm-hmm. I saw it. I understood it. I thought the execution was quite lacking in a sense. I felt like maybe they took the last like in-person Met Gala theme of camp and spread their wings, so to say, with it, with all of the people. But I just thought like, I thought individually some parts of the outfits were really great, but I thought that perhaps the execution was not maybe the best. I don't know.
I feel like they were going for like House of a Thousand Corpses theme.
Oh my gosh.
It felt very horror movie to me. Very horror, like haunted house.
Horror movie?
Yeah.
Because, haunted house?
They go down the stairs and Beth is like, go into that room. And they're like, oh, okay. And then they go into the ball pit room, and then they like sink into the ball pit. It felt like a haunted house to me.
Why did they not know how deep the ball pit was? Like, haven't they lived in this house for 3 months?
Yeah.
They were like, surely they've added a floor?
Yeah. Oh, they must have probably come in and put like a couple of dozen apple boxes underneath this and taken a bunch of the ball pits out.
Yeah, they because they also they called it a ball too, which I'm like, I don't know. The chat is saying very Hunger Games ish. I love that. Okay. I think that's where it could
very
be.
Very true.
Be going. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I give you a hundred of the thousand corpses. You give me Hunger Games. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Because I didn't see House of a Thousand Corpses. I saw
I don't know what that is.
I saw the movie. I didn't see what you saw in the Big Brother.
Oh, the outfits.
Am I tripping? I don't remember House of a Thousand Corpses being like bright pink. Like, am I? Like,
there were some bright colors in that movie.
Am I? If you haven't seen House of a Thousand Corpses, it's a great horror movie.
Are you a big horror fan, Mari?
I am. Yes, I actually am. My husband is in film, so I love that.
Like, would Fishboy have been out of place here? I don't know.
Okay. All right. Okay. Right? Whimsical horror. I still. You towards the whimsical, but I got you, Karen. I got you.
Okay. All right. So the BB Can Awards are here. Taryn, do they do more awards than just four? Are we just seeing everything that they're seeing? Is there like a technical awards that are happening offsite?
I believe there were eight total. I don't remember exactly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they only showed four of them.
Yes.
I got the scoop.
Please, Mari.
Scoop. Because I was upset at some of the missing categories. I voted because I do have the VPN. So I voted.
Yes.
And we missed out on Best Kiss, which I'm sure would have went to Brayden and Jed. I'm pretty sure it was Brayden and Jed during the Truth or Dare game instead of Beth and Jed in the Rain. And I would have loved them to see that we did not pick Beth and Jed in the Rain since Jed obviously orchestrated that kiss.
Yeah.
They also missed the fight between Victoria and Tara because that was in a different category. And I'm trying to remember what it went up against, but that was
a meeting category.
Yes, house meeting category. Thank you, Tara. Yes, it was Victoria and Tara, and then the original Josh house meeting. And because we knew that Tara and Victoria won because Tara said on the feeds that she won two awards for yelling at people. And so, and so we saw one. We didn't get to see the other. So it sucks.
Yeah.
I can't remember the other.
Well, here, I have the ballot open. I believe there was a ballsiest moment. For ball pit moments.
Toya robbed.
Yes.
Toya robbed.
We mentioned Best Kiss. There was a Best Musical Act, which was the BB Can Rap versus BB Can Bangers.
Not going to lie, I was dreading that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, man. You dodged a bullet.
Dang. Okay.
Best Scare, another one.
Right, the Prank Wars.
Prank Wars versus...
The Honorary James Hewling Award.
Yeah, Bathroom Sneak Attack. then also there was a Funniest House Woes, Life After BB Can, or Those Darn Kids.
I don't remember that one.
Greatest Show of the Season, it was Makeover Madness or The Roast. Yes,
The Roast. Oh man, they
see, but this is the thing though. That category, why did they choose like this argument category where they're talking about reindeer and eggs, literally talking about nonsense for about 7 minutes on my screen when we could have watched clips of The Roast or them doing the fashion show? Like that was actual entertaining content.
Maggie,
I can't.
Stop
I just
coming
can't.
For my favorite category. Stop coming. I love the reindeer and the egg.
You
I needed
did?
It. I did. I watching Jed and Ty say that reindeer aren't real was one of the funniest things I've seen. I don't care. I loved it. So that's my favorite category.
All right. Well, let's talk about the first category we got to see was most discombobulated debate. Reindeer are real versus chicken versus the egg. Chicken or the egg?
It's funny because when I heard the name of this category, I was like, man, they have so many examples of this in the game.
Yeah.
but no, yeah, it was about reindeer and egg. We already talked about the reindeer one. And that was the thing for me is that there were so many categories with options that we haven't seen before in the episodes. And the ones that we did get were things that we have mostly seen. But I do not believe we had seen the chicken and egg one.
Yeah. Right. Well, let's talk that through. Okay. So can we get a little context on this?
It seems to me
that they have a friend who has an egg allergy.
Who does? It was Jed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, someone had a friend with an egg allergy. And they were like, oh, does that mean that they are also allergic to chicken? And Jed was like, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. And then they started fighting because a chicken comes from an egg or lays an egg, like that they would also have that allergy.
It comes from a chicken.
Yes. And then again, Ty is on the wrong answer again, on the wrong side.
So the crux of this is that Jed acts like it is a ridiculous question. Like, are you serious? Why are you? Is that a real question? Is if she's allergic to eggs, she'll also be allergic to chicken? Are you really asking that? And they were like, what? That's not a ridiculous question.
It is a ridiculous question.
I don't think so.
It's a ridiculous question.
I don't think it's ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous.
Because you have an egg. You have an egg.
It's not ridiculous.
You have an egg, and at some point, I'm allergic to this. And at some point, it changes into a chicken.
No, I'm no longer
allergic to this.
No, because as someone with food allergies, like I can have dried, like dried milk is not as triggering to me as like regular milk. So like even like in different stages of the same exact thing, you can have differences. So literally an egg and a chicken are two completely different things.
But it's fair to ask the question, no?
Like, wait, I've done forgot which side of the argument I am on at this point. And we are not eating baby chickens with the eggs, so of course it's two different things.
Thank you, Mari.
I did Google this. Apparently it is a thing that if you are allergic to eggs, you are more likely to also be allergic to chicken. It's called the bird egg syndrome. Not a ridiculous question.
Not a ridiculous question.
Yeah, that's all we're saying. It's not a crazy question to ask.
Yeah.
So I guess, are we Team Brayden on this? It's like Jed thought it was ridiculous to ask.
Yeah, I mean this is one of those things, right? Like Jed was like, I've got him. That's
like
that's such a ridiculous question.
Yeah.
But if you go hard on this, you got to be 100% right. And I don't think he was 100% right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. He went down with the ship. You know, so just one other thing on Jed, Taryn, it also annoyed me the other day when, that Jed was, they were showing Jed, I think in the jury house, and he said, well, you know, like at least like, you know, I went out on a twist, there's nothing you could do. It's like, no, you didn't get back in on a twist. Right. You didn't go out on a twist.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. It's like, don't try to like, put some lipstick on this pig.
Mitchell from Big Brother Canada 4 went out on a twist.
No, you went out because you used the veto on Beth. You didn't get back in, and there was a twist where you could have got back in, but that wasn't why you got out. Okay.
Right.
That's a better chicken or the egg debate. Him. Yeah. Okay. We got the favorite face off of Kyle and Rohan versus LaToya and Kiefer, or Tara versus Kiefer. And I just felt like that Kiefer was so gassed up to see, oh, look, Kyle and Ro, those two guys that I took out of the game. Aha, I've seen them again before I got them out.
Again, Toya robbed. I voted for this one. I'm so upset. Give her her things.
Yeah.
Give her her things.
No, she was great in this, where she talked to just like, I was giving like, if you see somebody, I forget what she is, like, it is you. It is you.
Yeah. Yes. And that must be really cool. One of the things I would want, if I went into Big Brother, I would want to make it here, because you just kind of want to see it, like, from what you remember and what you, like, see it from your point of view. And then to see what the audience sees has to be just, like, a really cool, like, feeling to make it that far. So I like this for them. Again, I rarely watch recap episodes. I can't remember the last time I watched a Big Brother recap episode. I always skip this one.
Yeah.
But this one was good. Even I would have watched even if I didn't have to be here, because I actually liked the season. Yeah. I liked looking back on the season. I was connected to these people. So it was actually a great and fun to watch.
Yeah. And the difference between the Big Brother Canada Awards and then the recap of the recap when they do the final three. The final three, they sit around the table and it's sort of like, it's like a made-for-TV thing where it's like, hey, do you guys remember the time that blah, 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 blah? But Taryn, do you think that seeing some of these moments and then seeing what the audience saw, like, do you think that that has a impact in how people are looking at like a final four vote out decision in terms of like, oh, actually, you know, Tara did do some things.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, especially, you know, in the montage that they got, like we got like a rapid set of like Tara wins.
Mama T does it again.
You're right. And then she also, you know, wins the two fights. Like it's starting to look like, oh, is Tara much more of a character on the show? Is she much more of a person who was that I need to look out for? And Brayden was kind of a non-entity in the entire
thing. They didn't even show him at the bingo ball in the B-I-N-G-O. No. How did they do that?
So well, that helps reinforce the idea that Brayden is probably the goat of the four of them, which is probably not true. But I think it definitely can have an influence. Any sort of outside information can. But in terms of TV, you're right. Like this is way more interesting than hey Rob, remember that time that this happened, and then we see it, and then it cuts back to them, and they're like, yeah, that was great. What about this time? Like seeing Ty like, oh, yes, go Toya. It's like way more fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think Bray, again, they didn't tell us if Bray won the kissing one, but Bray being stitched in there with Beth for the solo HOH dance, he wasn't winning nothing for that one.
Well, that was
Victoria.
That was just a travesty of dancing justice that they're going to put Beth and Brayden dancing in the HOH room as one thing. Like, hold on. This is not the same. Right. The one is.
There you go. You'll be seeing that 2,000 times on Twitter tomorrow.
Right. And the other one,
and the other one is great.
Choreo. Yes.
Yeah. Choreo. Yeah. Full choreo, like on the ground, like groundwork, legwork, like full out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
I like really would love to have seen like Beth with actual music behind her. So like I could have seen like her rhythmic ability, because from what I've seen when there is no music, it's terrible. So I would love to see it like actually in practice.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she was like imagining herself in like a mosh pit.
Perhaps. Maybe. But I don't think so.
But you're right. What was she listening to? There's a great clip on Twitter. I think shout out to Yas, has it of Brayden was singing a Beyonce and Jay-Z song and they put the music on top of it, and he was word for word while dancing. So that was fun, but it wasn't the one that they showed in the clip. This award show, I liked it, y'all. I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then it. Spicy V's clip.
Congratulations to Victoria for winning the best dancing award.
Iconic. I mean, how can you not? Yeah, how
best
can you
dance
not
moves
love
in
her?
The house. Yeah.
She just threw her body around like with reckless abandon. She's like, she deserves it. She deserves that award. Like, she put her all into it.
So I don't remember. Is there like a America's Favorite House Guest of Big Brother Canada? Do they give an award or a prize to anybody? No. It's only US Big Brother.
Yeah. That $10,000 worth of soap
powered by sunlight. Yeah. We should save that and give it away to the favorite player of the season.
Your favorite player.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe next year. Okay. And then most entertaining mission of the season. Was it the Spicy Peppers or was it B-I-N-G-O?
I mean, first of all, I'm never going to complain about seeing Kiefer dunk into ice cream. It's hilarious every time I see it. But how is the spicy pepper one the one nominated here? Like, that was the best they had. I felt like easily the spaghetti one where they made a mess was way better.
It's powered by sunlight.
And that one was actually sponsored, and the pepper one wasn't.
No, the pepper one.
Why were they so proud? Like, oh, guys, we're so clever. We got them to eat hot peppers. That's what you nominate here?
Mm-hmm. Do you think any of them root for a competition to win a contest? Like, oh, bingo, okay. Good comp, everybody.
When they said, like, oh, what, which one do you think wins? Tara was like, gotta be bingo. Yeah. So maybe they were excited about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. They seem to be excited about the peppers because they saw it when they put the Scoville units on it. They were like, wait, how hot was that? And they didn't even know it was a habanero
Mari, they should have combined the two competitions where it's like, all right, so these are the hottest peppers in the world. Okay, this is 8 million Scoville. Okay, but after you bite into the pepper, we've saved the vat of ice cream that Kiefer sat in. That is the dairy that you get to consume after.
No!
After Ty shoves it in his mouth.
Right.
We put it back in the freezer.
Robert,
we let it melt again.
That is horrible. Horrible.
I mean, what a plot twist that would have been. Cue the sound drop. The genius music comes in.
Yeah. Look, spicy peppers, you want to win? I'm telling you, that's what you got to do for next year.
That's part three of the final three HOH.
Right. I was about to say, and all they won was what? A party? If I remember correctly? Like a pizza party? I don't know. Like, that's not worth it.
Which thing? The peppers or sitting in the ice cream?
The peppers. Yeah. What did they win from that? I don't even remember what they won.
I think they won
it's always a party.
Yes, it's always a party.
Right. And that was it. Anything else from the BB Can Awards?
Just the montage at the end.
A montage.
Yeah.
Any highlights from the montage?
I mean, it just felt like it was more for them than it was for us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Which is fine. Give them that, but give us something.
What do you want to see, Terry?
One thing I really miss from the Big Brother US ones is extra footage from the diary rooms. Those are always the best segments on the recaps. And and I would have loved to see some sort of montage from the diary. Obviously, they can't show the players that, which is probably why we don't get it.
Yeah.
But it would have been nice for us to see them.
Taryn, if there was one thing that you saw on the live feeds this season that you wish that they would have given us tonight, what would it have been?
One thing that I've seen on the live feeds that was
not on the show.
I'd have to think about it. There's nothing like singular that stands out to me that I would need to see, but there are a lot of things from the feeds that would have been nice to have in the show for sure.
I mean,
maybe Victoria considering nominating herself would have been fun. Obviously the things that were in the questions, like the fashion show and the roast were good. Mm-hmm. I think like, boy, would it have been fun to have a montage of every single time somebody changed their mind in the game.
Yeah, we'd be a 2-hour episode tonight.
It would have been so much fun. How many times people flipped back and forth just amongst themselves. That would have been a really fun montage.
Mm-hmm. All right. We get one last trip to Wendy's in BB Can 9. So Ty is taking Brayden to Wendy's. Okay. Maggie, what do you make of this order? Okay. That for Brayden, it's going to go with the apple pecan salad from Brayden.
Ty's
gonna go with the spicy chicken.
It's gonna go lighter. He usually gets the baconator.
Yeah. Usually goes a little bit lighter.
I mean, yeah, I guess if you're you usually get the baconator, that is lighter. My thought of that is that I'm happy for them. I'm happy that we got a Wendy's segment this episode. I was worried, Rob, I was going to come on a Monday night recap and they wouldn't have given us Wendy's because of the BB Can Awards. But thank goodness they did. Yeah, I like it. I think it's great. Good orders, guys. I like the salad. That's probably what
apple
I would
apple pecan salad? That's the Wendy's salad you go for?
I mean, I don't ever go for a salad if I go to Wendy's. I do usually get the baked potato, but like a true weirdo. But I think that would be a nice, fresh choice, I guess.
Yeah. Is this a good first date to take somebody to Wendy's?
Probably not.
Not at all.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I would love it.
No.
A&W might be better.
Wendy's, period. Like, like, so going to Wendy's for a date.
Yeah.
Going, choosing Wendy's, period. No.
Mar, are you anti-Wendy's?
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not anti-Wendy's. Eat what you want to eat. Love who you want to love.
Yes, but like, do you rank them last of the fast food chains?
Yeah, yeah, because I'm not a fast foodie. I like going out and eating, like,
sure,
you know, I'm a mid.
Fast
I'm a
casual.
I'm a Five Guys. Yeah, yes, exactly. Like a Cava, you know, type. So, but if I had to rank it, I guess Wendy's would be towards the bottom. McDonald's, Burger King. Wendy's, sure, I guess. Like, I don't know. But more Brayshawn, love it. Again, I know their relationship is still touch and go. We still don't know what's going on. We got Brayden saying he falls fast. But I think the biggest thing is we've gotten plenty of DRs now saying that the both of them want to take each other to the final two.
Yeah.
We've gotten it on the feeds. So no matter what the status of the relationship is, it has clearly been mutually beneficial to the both of them. And it's not one-sided. And it is a real relationship in a sense, you know what I'm saying? So I think at least for that part, that's why I'm not going to, you know, be so upset or mad at Ty for saying he wants to, you know, keep a relationship with Bray and making sure that part is good, because they are both clearly benefiting. And I love that about them. Cause I would love a Brayden Ty final two. I would love it. Oh my God, that would make my year, but I don't know if that's gonna happen reasonably.
I'm just saying, like, if you're like, man, is this guy into me or is he not into me? And he promises you that he'll take you on a date. You're like, oh, okay. All right. And then time passes. It's not happening. You're like, okay, he promised me that he's going to take me on a date. The day finally comes and he says, all right, we're going to Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
What does that tell you?
Well, in fairness, Taryn, that going to Wendy's is like the biggest date you can have in the Big Brother house. I mean, that's like
very
going
true
to like a five-star restaurant. It's like, oh, well,
he could
honeymoon suite. Yeah.
He could wait a week and then take him somewhere else.
I do think it was a good sign that he didn't get the Baconator. He was trying to be a bit lighter, you know, like trying to be polite to his date. He wasn't just pigging out. You know, mm-hmm. I think that's a good sign. If
trying to make sure he doesn't eat himself into a coma. He's got to be ready
for cuddling
after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good conversation flow.
Yeah.
Okay. Doesn't want to get the meat sweats. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we got to see a video from Ty's mom. I think we've seen so many different. We saw Ty's dad right earlier in the season. Oh, uh-huh. We saw now a letter from Abby. Ty's mom. We got it all.
How many HOHs has Ty won?
Two, right?
Two.
But one was in the double eviction.
One of them was fake.
Fake double eviction. Yeah.
Fake double eviction. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Hmm. Anything notable from Ty's mom? She spoke French.
Yes. Oh, yeah. She spoke French. I was like, what is she telling him? Sneak something in there, mama. Like, sneak something in there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like, I loved it. They were so cute. So cute together.
Okay.
Take out Kiefer. That's probably what she said.
All right. And then finally, we see Tara and Brayden talking about how that Kiefer has been playing so much the whole game. But then Beth was really gassing up Brayden about Ty and thinks that maybe these two lovebirds might work out after all.
Yeah, it was weird because Tara was like, I need to, if I'm going to take Brayden to the end here, I need to see if like what his relationship is with Ty. And I felt like, oh, she's entrapping him here. She's like, oh, what do you think? What are your feelings on Ty? I think he likes you. And when Brayden's like, do you?
Like it's like, out. Okay, no. So
there's something going on there. He's clearly failed this test, but I'm not sure that that's sort of what she got out of it. I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah. Was this the right move for Tara to sort of like play into like, I don't know, Brayden, maybe Ty does like you like that. I don't know.
I would say no.
Right. Yeah. Like, I think that, like, I mean, Beth probably went too far in, like, he doesn't even like you. But I feel like if you could put like a seed of doubt in Brayden's mind.
Yeah.
I wonder if she was
subtle.
It's like, boy, that Abby, she seems so lovely.
I mean, I would also say, like, I don't like it from Brayden when he's like, I don't know. Like Brayden be like, nah, we know it's just a game. He knows I'm gonna cut him, you know, like play the game a little here.
Well,
right. I think it was
good.
Just like a friend convo.
Yeah.
Like I think that he doesn't, Brayden has been alone here with Ty, probably getting really confused and is like wondering if he likes him, and Tara was offering, you know, like some advice. And so he was willing to take it. Like, I know it's, you know, obviously we want like game level stuff, but I feel like it was like a very much a friend level conversation where they were like, do you think? Like, I don't know.
So Taryn, we know how Brayden feels about Ty. If they do sit in the final two together, not that the final two questioning is like ultimately that important, but can you see a scenario where, you know, like Brayden is not going to say anything negative about Ty in the final two, and Ty is ready to throw Brayden under the bus in the final two, sort of like a Steven and JT in Survivor Token Chains?
It's definitely possible. I mean, the thing is that Brayden, he knows how to trash talk.
Yeah. But he would do it, he would trash talk Ty in front of Ty.
I don't know. That's the thing. He doesn't usually do it to people's faces. That's not really his style.
It would be awesome if he did. That'd be very exciting.
Yeah, it would be. I'm trying to think, like, would that be something that he did? I think that if Ty started it, he might pick up the fight. But I think you're right. I think that Brayden probably wouldn't open going after Ty.
I think he'd look good if he was giving it back to Ty also.
But would they, either of one of them, really need to attack each other though? Like, because it's not like it's Kayla versus Paris at the end where you could say that they were at odds for most of the game. They consistently work together throughout the game. So there's a way to point out what you've done and what the other person hasn't done without like having to take jabs. Like I don't see it getting to like Ian or Dan levels of jabs. So I don't understand you know, why either one of them would stoop low.
Yeah.
If one of them do, I don't see why the other one wouldn't punch back.
Well, there's always like the questions about like, so what did you do that the other person didn't do in this game? Or why are you more deserving? Or why is the other person less deserving than you are? And it sort of like opens the door for those types of answers. But, you know, we don't always get them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, jury questioning sucks nowadays. So.
Yeah,
we'll see.
Taryn, it's been a minute since we've had a Big Brother Canada finale. Is there anything that we should be expecting in terms of like how they do the questioning differently than the Big Brother US questioning?
No, I mean it's about the same. They each get to ask one question.
Mm-hmm.
It's not usually even their question.
Okay.
So,
do they get a jury segment of the?
We'll get a round table.
Okay. I cannot remember. I feel like I haven't seen
it. It's been 2 years since we got a BB Camp finale, to be fair.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It feels so weird.
All right. So ultimately, Brayden's going to hope he's not getting played by Ty. It's going to be Tara and Kiefer on the block.
That was sad when he was talking about how he catches feelings really easily and that he's not getting played. But again, what does getting played mean in this context? Because if it's talking about played in the game, he's not. He's not getting played in the game. They're they're going to the final two together if they can make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it played in like romantically, then the jury's still out on that, depending on what happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that... I think that Brayden seems to be hoping for something a little more than maybe what Ty will give. But I think that game wise, it's fine.
Well, look, step one for Brayden, win the game. See what happens from there.
There you go. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good first step. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else from this episode proper tonight?
We got that Kiefer segment where he was talking about the singing. Rez.
Like, yes.
Yeah, and he was singing. I thought that that was fairly lovely.
Very cute.
You know, just talking about where he's from and like paying homage to his people. I thought that it was really great to see that on our reality television screens. You know, that's a storyline that is never really explored that deeply. So I thought that it was great.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, this is Kiefer. You know, I talked about this when it seemed like Kiefer was about to go home a few weeks ago, that, you know, he has this confidence. He talks about how he's going to win the game. He talks about everyone's going to take him to the end and going to win this game. But that is him pumping himself up, because there's another side of him that is very quick to give up. And to be down on himself. And so he alternates between these two states where he's either very down and he feels like I'm not having good feelings, like I can't give up. I want to give up, but I can't give up. I'm going to fight. Mm-hmm. And he talks himself back up to like, I'm going to win this game. Hard work. Mm-hmm. And then he doesn't win the competition. It's like, oh man, I didn't have a good feeling. I don't have any good feelings anymore. This is not going to work out for me. And he needs to find that middle ground, but it's tough for him to get there.
It's hard to do. It's hard to do. I feel Kiefer on that. It's high highs and low lows. Okay. Anything else before we discuss maybe some last bit of action dribbling in from the live feeds? All right. Let's do it. So let's talk about we have the veto results and a little bit more, I guess. And we'll talk about that here and discuss what's going to go on the rest of the week. If you're leaving us now, Tyron will be live again Wednesday night and Thursday night for the finale of BB Can 9. But before we get to the spoilers, I'm going to take 30 seconds to tell you about our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it could be hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling your policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners or renters insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler.
Warning.
A spoiler.
Warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
Yes. All right. Karen, you need to end with the spicy V. Kick your legs up into the air.
Okay. I almost did it.
You need a couch behind you. You need a couch.
And then I was like, what happens to my head when it flies backwards? Not good.
Yeah.
Not good. I already did a death
a death drop.
Death dropping. Yep. Death dropping and voguing. This is very apropos for the day.
That's the way Taryn wanted to go out on the live podcast. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Taryn, Final Four veto.
Final Four veto. They played the Final Four veto, and the winner of the Final Four veto, apparently by a decent margin, is Trickshot Tara.
Mama T.
Mama T took it home.
Yeah. What was the competition? Do we know?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay.
The feeds were up for like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. All right, so congratulations to Tara. And then, okay, Tara's gonna cast the vote. Is she kicking out Kiefer or Brayden? And we don't know, but
it feels like Kiefer. So based on what we saw, she was talking to Brayden and she was talking like, so if I do this, Kiefer's going to be very upset. She's confirming things. She talks to Kiefer, and it's very much a letting down conversation. Essentially saying, like, here are the reasons why you've kind of wronged me in this game, and that I might need to send you home. And Kiefer, at various points throughout the conversation, said, yeah, just send me home, whatever. I don't care. That was about what we saw before Arissa came on the screen. Now we know that there's about an hour in between when Arissa announces that the eviction is going to happen and when it actually does. So if there is any hope for Kiefer, it is that Tara did not seem like she was 100% locked in, and that maybe in that hour he campaigned significantly better than he did in the previous hour. But it's definitely not looking great for Kiefer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
put a little bit of hope also on the banana factor, maybe. Like maybe one last Tara, please come to the diary room. You sure? Let's think this through.
More than an hour.
Yeah.
Now I do think it is in Tara's best interest, actually, and it seems a little bit counterproductive here, but it actually is in her best interest to evict Brayden, because Brayden and Ty for sure take each other to the final two. And so if Brayden wins the final HOH, she comes in third place. If Ty wins the final HOH, she comes in third place. If she gets rid of Brayden, then if Kiefer wins the final HOH, she comes either in third or second, but at least she's coming potentially second. And if Ty wins the final three HOH, she potentially wins. She has a chance at winning. And if she wins the final three HOH in either scenario, she wins. And Brayden has been performing better than Kiefer in competition. So all around, from pretty much every angle, it makes more sense for her to evict Brayden. But it takes a little bit of like outside of the immediate box thinking to get there. And I don't know that she had enough time to really get to that conclusion.
Yeah. Yeah, because I mean, you spend weeks of Kiefer saying, I'm the best, I'm the biggest target. Beth saying it, like, if you don't get me out, you know, I'm gonna win. Keith said it. Kiefer said it 2 minutes before the feeds went down to her. So it's like, how do you undo all of that thinking in an hour and think, well, you know, my best shot is this, this, and that, when Kiefer is literally saying to your face, I'm gonna win no matter what. Kiefer, are you gonna take me if you win? Well, I think I can beat you, Tara. I think I can beat you. So I think I can beat you. He didn't even say yes. He didn't even say yes, Tara, I'm gonna take you. He just kept saying, I'm gonna beat you.
Kiefer's been telling her for weeks that Ty is going to take him to the final two. So in her mind, it's not, well, if Ty wins, I have a chance. It's, well, if Ty wins, he definitely takes Brayden, because that's what Kiefer has told, or sorry, definitely takes Kiefer, because that's what Kiefer has told me. And in the conversation with Kiefer, she's like, well, I know Ty takes you. And he was like, yeah, but it's going to come down to whoever, like, I don't even think that's true. Mm-hmm. I don't think that Ty takes Kiefer. I think that he takes Tara. But Kiefer can't even make that argument. He doesn't even believe it.
Yeah. And that's, and the, Ty, before Kiefer went to talk to Tara, he talked to Ty. And he was talking to Ty about the possibilities. And he's saying, like, you know, if she, I think he, Kiefer says to Ty, I think she's going to keep me. And then all we have to do is beat her. And, you know, he's working on Ty to take him. And then Kiefer even says, maybe you can go and put a word in for her with me. And then Ty says, I don't know if you want me to do that. Like, I don't think that'll help. That might be counterproductive. And Ty basically says, I think I'm just going to stay out of it, because if I decide to lean any way, it could affect what she wants to do. So let's hope that Ty sticks to that plan and it doesn't say anything, because if he hints that, no, I would never take Kiefer, Kiefer needs to go, then that'll cinch it for Tara to get rid of Brayden. So it's just real funny. The strategy up to the very last seconds of the feeds going off, like, that is amazing. Like, that is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, ironically, I think it may even be in Ty's best interest for Kiefer to stay, just because it is looking so bad for him against Brayden in the final two. So it may be a situation where, you know, it, again, sort of what he wants is maybe not necessarily the best thing.
Okay. Right. Wednesday night, we are going to get this one last eviction, and then will we see part one of an HOH competition?
We may see like the start of it. I doubt we'll actually see any real bit of it.
And then a 2-hour finale coming up on Thursday.
Yes.
Boy, what in the world are we going to see in a 2-hour finale?
Final three HOH, parts 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
We'll get a Big Brother Canada loves in their finale
clip
to
shows.
Throw in tons of clips.
Yeah.
And it's always super annoying and super boring.
Okay. So pre-jury on Thursday, we'll get like the first people out of the house, what, like on Zoom maybe?
Probably. That's what they did for All Stars, right? They had them on Zoom.
Were they all talking together? I don't even remember.
No, I think Julie like asked them individual questions, or like asked Nicole a couple questions or something.
Mm-hmm. You know? Okay. All right. We'll see on Thursday night. All right. Anybody else have anything about Big Brother Canada Monday? Right.
I'm excited for the finale.
Yeah, should be exciting. I got one other question, and this is from Selena for Life. Did the producers encourage this talk about resumes? I feel like in Big Brother Canada every season, there is something that they talk about to death. An example, in season 6, they talked about the triple nonstop.
Well, I don't think they wanted them to talk about the triple nonstop. Yeah. I think that was an unintended consequence of introducing the triple in the first place.
Yeah, okay. The only triple they talked about this season was Dave's triple at Wendy's. That's it. So can we get some predictions here going into Thursday for the winner? Maggie, who will be the winner of Big Brother Canada 9?
I think it's going to be Tayshia.
Okay. A win for Ty. All right.
I hope.
Mari, what do you think?
Oh, this is hard. I think I also am going to go with Ty, because if I'm being logical, I'm just picking between Ty and Tara because they're the ones for sure in the final three. I would say Ty has a better chance of at least making it there, depending on what. Oh God, this is so. Yeah. I love this. This is just so crazy. But I'm gonna go with Ty.
I'm going to say I think Brayden is going to be the winner, that I feel like that he has the arc of basically coming alive at the end. And I think that sitting next to Ty, I think there's going to be a lot of pro Brayden votes, a lot of anti Ty votes. And I think that Brayden ends up being your winner on Thursday. Taryn, have you locked in a pick yet?
If I had to pick someone, I would pick Brayden. I think that Brayden is the most likely person to win the game at this point. I think that I would, assuming again that Kiefer is the one that is potentially out here, I would prefer for Ty to win. I think that would make for the best ending in terms of just like where the game has gone, what Ty did in the game, and sort of rewarding the ruthlessness. I love that. But based on what I have heard from the jurors and heard in the house, I think that Brayden has the edge. Now, that does not mean that Brayden is for sure going to beat Ty in a final two, but assuming that Ty and Brayden are in the final three, they're definitely taking each other. That gives them odds of being there. And that means that that Brayden, I think, has the edge over Ty. Unless Ty can win Beth and Jed back over, it's hard to find a path for him to win without those two votes. So that's kind of how I feel. And I actually feel like perhaps Tara is second most likely. I think if Tara wins that final three HOH, then she may win the game regardless of who she takes. So that could be a weird spot as well. So I do think it's still very much up in the air. I think anybody can still win at this point. But that's where we are.
One last thing. I alluded to this earlier in the show, but the jury came out and said it. Big Brother Canada 9 is the best Big Brother Canada season. Do we think that they need producer sign off on that? That the producers have said to them, like, "Hey, this is the best season," or do you think that they are just like, "Oh, we're the best. We're the best players. This is the best season," or is that just coming directly from them?
I think ideally, from the producer's standpoint, every new season is the new best season.
Yes, I mean, Jeff Probst called Survivor Winners at War the best season they ever have done. So I wonder if this comes from production to them or if they just decided it's the best season ever.
I mean, I think they've talked on the feeds about how this is the best season. I mean, every cast thinks they're...
But the show left it in there. Ever.
Well, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta talk up the product, Rob.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Talk it up.
They, I'm sure they would love for the official Big Brother Canada 9 hashtag to come along with hashtag best season ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right,
guys. It's good. I swear. Watch it. Stop not watching it.
Stop watching it.
All right. Let's say about what's coming up this week on RHAP. All right. Oh, look what it's going on. It's the Braden Deep Dive coming up tomorrow morning. Taryn, are you ready to go?
Ready to go.
Okay.
Ready to talk about Braden's game.
All right. Check it out. Those are still live at 11 a.m.?
Yes.
All right. Of course, you can also look at them in your podcast feed. It'll be a busy Big Brother Canada Tuesday as the Stock Watch is going to be back again. This time it's going to be Chantel joining Melissa and Taryn.
Here you go. Final in-game ratings. And it will be the last chance to try and pick the winner before before the finale.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Check that out on Tuesday night. Last week, we talked about Survivor All-Stars with Shannon, Gus, and Matt Liguori, 4+ hours, talking about the 24th best season of Survivor. And now that that is out of the way, that business, we're talking about the 23rd best season of Survivor. It's Survivor Vanuatu. Grace Leader, Kevin, and Nigel will join me on Wednesday as we talk about Survivor Vanuatu, : Islands of Fire. It was a volcano. Okay, the circle is coming up, and pretty soon we will find out who is the winner of the circle season 2. We're going to be live with a finale recap on Thursday morning or Thursday afternoon. I'm sorry, this is the circle week 3 roundtable that we did on Saturday. Check that out. We talked about all 3 weeks of the circle, and then coming up on Thursday, we'll have our circle finale recap. Coming up, be on the lookout for that. Taryn, what a big
finale podcast one day.
Yeah. What a big week. Circle and BB Can 9 all coming to an end in 1 week. All right.
Wrap them all up.
90 Day Fiance, Happily Ever After. I know I've talked about 90 Day Fiance with both Maggie and Mari. Are either of you watching Happily Ever After?
I'm not. I moved this week. There's a lot happening in my life. But if you tell me I should, I will, Rob, because you were so right about last season of 90 Day.
Well, definitely check out the beginning of a season because there is there's some insanity. Amari, you're smiling a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm catching up. I'm like, it's all in my DVRs. I'm
only 2 episodes.
Yeah, I got to go. I want to go through the last season. I'm like 3 episodes back from what was it?
The previous one? 90
days.
Yeah, skip all of them. Uh-huh. Skip all of them.
Oh,
delete
okay,
them.
Great.
Instant
right.
delete. Just go right to Happily Ever After. You're not missing anything. You can watch the reunion show. That's it. All right.
Okay, great.
Puya and I were live with Sasha Joseph today. Check that out. We were actually, it wasn't a live show. It was, I was live with them, but you can listen to the podcast. Check that out later on in our podcast feed. And then this Friday night, oh, it's the return of RHAP Patron Mafia. We have a great time. Puya Zambakili hosts our coverage of RHAP Patron Mafia, put together with Jordan Kalish running the game. I and a bunch of our patrons are going to be playing Patron Mafia live this Friday night. We live stream it and then post it for you to watch in your Patreon feed. And then coming up, we also have the return of patron Brant Steele in 2 weeks. And this month, we're trying out something brand new. It's fans versus favorites. We're going to have a tribe of brand new May patrons taking on patron veterans in the patron Brant Steele, where Mike Bloom and I take you through a simulation of a season with all the people on a Zoom call. And then we talk to you at Tribal Council, and then you're voted out. It's a lot of fun. We've done this a bunch of times. Should be fun with our fans versus favorites coming up with a tribe of brand new May patrons coming up next Friday night on May 14th. Of course, all that is waiting for you in our patron podcast feed. I have the monthly patron cast coming up tomorrow. I'll be taking calls from all of the patrons that want to call in. robhasawebsite.com/patron, and it's a great time to become a patron here at the start of the month. Check out everything we have to offer. You can cancel anytime. robhasawebsite.com slash Patreon. Of course, don't forget to subscribe to us here on YouTube to make sure you get all of our latest videos. And then also check us out on social media at Robinson Podcast on Twitter, at RHAP Grams on Instagram. Thank you so much for that, Scott. Okay. All right, Maggie, I know you just moved, but it's a very busy time in Temptation Island too, right?
Yeah, well, we just finished the season. We just actually last night we recorded the reunion podcast and my mom was the guest.
Yes.
She's been texting me her thoughts all season and we convinced her to come on and she talked the whole season with Kirsten and I.
Did she love it?
Talked about their, she did. She did. She was so nervous to come on. She was like certain she was going to mess it up somehow, but she did a great job. And I think everybody, if you've been following Mary's takes through the season, you will really enjoy hearing directly from her. And yeah, Kirsten and I just had a really great time with it. So if you want to binge the whole season, it's available now on USA Network. You can find it and all of those podcasts are there. So yeah. Okay.
All right. Great job tonight, Maggie. And great job all season long on Temptation Island. Of course, Mari, what's coming up for you?
Oh, I'm just enjoying my hiatus from the Wrestling Real Half Up podcast. Me and Matt Scott are just thinking of some things to do during the off season, hoping to come back in during the summer. But until then, we're you can find us on the unofficial official patron group on Facebook. Job has a squadcast where we talk about all things wrestling with some RHAP patrons who love wrestling. Also, if you follow me on Twitter and Stereo at Mari Talks Too Much, two like the number two, whenever me and Matt decide, once we get our stuff together, we decide to do something during the off season, that'll be the first place to find out. So follow both of us. You can also follow Matt at Matt Scott GW on Twitter and Stereo. And so, you know, we're just chilling, you know, BB Can's wrapped up. So, you know, whatever you want me to be on, Rob, I will be on. I had a blast with you guys on the circle. So just call me. I'm clearly not doing anything.
Mari, the other night I tried to put on SmackDown for my kids. And then Cesaro was on the screen and he was spinning somebody around in the circle. I told my son I was going to do that to him. And then he got very upset. He's like, Dad, why would you say that? Why would you say that you were going to do that to me?
So he was not a fan of the Cesaro switch.
No, he does not like it.
He's a first. He might be the only person.
Yeah.
He has such a sweetheart. That's so nice. That's like the cutest story ever.
They always want to tell on me for stuff that I do. It's not going to... It only works sometimes, kids.
I mean, if you had said he was going to do that to you, he would have been like, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Wrong target audience. All right. Well, great job tonight, Mari. And then Taryn, what's coming up for you?
We've got the Braden game recap, the round table. We've got the double finales on Thursday. I'm sure we're gonna have plenty of interviews with the players after the fact, as well as with the finalists, for exit interviews. You can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. I will be live during the finale, watching it live, giving reactions. That should be a lot of fun. I've also been playing some games on there, of course, and just hanging out and having fun. You can also find me on Twitter at ArmstrongTaryn. And I mean, look, if the season is ending and you're like, oh man, this is sad, we're gonna have to part from each other, Taryn. I'm never gonna see you again. You can just find me on Twitch. I'm right there.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much tonight, everybody. And we'll talk to you again soon. Take care. Have a good one. Bye. Support for this podcast comes from our friends over at Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and it's hard work, but you know it's easy bundling with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too. You're busy enough. Go to geico.com, get a quote, see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today.